This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And now that we've had time to digest the ruling this morning from the Supreme Court, things are a little more clear than they were in all the analysis that you heard, a nanosecond or so after the decision was handed down. The individual mandate survives the requirement that basically everybody buy health insurance, provided, Chief Justice Roberts said, that you call it a tax. There's a Medicaid part of the case that the states are going to have to deal with. We'll get to that a little bit later in the broadcast. But we will begin today with this seemingly simple question. Now what happens? Healthcare is 20% of the American economy, after all, and you can't make the kinds of changes the Affordable Care Act makes without some trickle-down effects. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today on healthcare and the Supreme Court.
30 million Americans who currently don't have health insurance are expected to get it, and that's 30 million new customers. Henry Aaron is with the Brookings Institution, and he says that could be a boon to insurers. It's also good news for doctors and hospitals.
It's not ghoulish. You want your beds filled because that's the way you stay in business.
But what's good for the healthcare industry isn't necessarily good for the rest of the economy. John Engler heads the Business Roundtable, and he says that while today's ruling eliminated some uncertainty about the legality of the law, a big question remains.
How do we get a healthcare system that for America doesn't continue to cost more and more each year?
Over the coming decade, healthcare costs are expected to grow to a fifth of our GDP. One goal of this law was to improve access to healthcare, and another was to improve the quality of healthcare. Jonathan Oberlander teaches public health at UNC, and he says the Affordable Care Act doesn't do much, at least not explicitly, to bring down costs.
Containing healthcare costs is the hardest task politically, because cost control is really income control to the healthcare industry.
And it's an industry that's been pretty much recession-proof. It's one of the only parts of the economy creating new jobs. Allison Hoffman teaches law at UCLA.
It has been an engine for economic growth for a number of years now.
When costs go down, that benefits the customer, the patient, Oberlander explains, but it doesn't benefit everybody.
The law adopts a lot of different strategies that could work to control costs, but we don't know that they will. And my own guess is we're going to need to strengthen those cost containment provisions down the line.
And because the whole law hasn't been implemented and because the Affordable Care Act could be amended or changed, business groups say they're still concerned. Neil Troutwine is with the National Retail Federation.
We still are waiting for final regulations on a short timetable towards 2014 when a lot of this stuff becomes fully applicable.
And there's one huge uncertainty looming before 2014. Who wins the elections in November? In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.